Hello, and welcome to another edition of Allier's Our Voice, a podcast designed to keep our persons served, parents, guardians, and friends in the know. I'm your host, Mike Leon, and as always, we welcome your comments on this podcast and maybe what you'd like to see in the future by sending those comments to podcasts@alle-academy.org. That's podcasts@alle-academy.org. On today's edition of Allier's Our Voice, we're on the road in Monroe to discuss another Allier individual success story. It's about a young man that has earned his position here at Allier Monroe's 20 and Below store. What's more, we will meet the fine staff and mentors that trains our individuals. So first, a hearty welcome to River, 20 Below store employee, who we'll meet later, and staff Joanne, who is a mentor and trainer here at the store, and as well as Jamie, who you'll see in an opening video portion of here. We're glad you're all here. Hello, Joanne. Welcome to Our Voice.
Hello. Nice to be here.
The original store that we are sitting in was called Expressions. It has taken on a whole new look. When was 20 and Below started to further the employment of your individuals?
We opened the store in 2019 of the spring. And I came aboard a little bit later than that.
Did you have anything to do with the old store, with Expressions?
No, I did not. I did work for Life Enrichment Academy for a little over a year, working with our consumers.
In a different phase?
Yes.
Different thing. How? What made you decide to come in and take this on? Did it just appeal to you?
It appealed to me. I enjoy our community. I enjoy working with the individuals, and I thought it would be a great place to be.
Great. Explain how we are able to employ our individuals and include them by doing the jobs as they do, as far as store clerk, inventory and stocking, and sales.
Well, we train our employees. They come aboard, and we go through all the steps as we would normally would. And we show them how to work the register, how to stock our shelves and our products and knowledge of our products.
Now, does your stock come in periodically?
It does come in periodically, and then we inventory all that stock, and we price it, and we put it on our shelves.
So they have to, you have to phase in, phase out?
Absolutely.
Okay. Did River's journey start with an interview process? I guess explain how the individuals then make a competitive wage, what you pay them and all that.
Well, they start off at a minimum wage, and we do go through the interviewing process as well. Cassie Little usually does the interviews.
And then you decide on the best candidate
for
the job.
And then we do decide, yes.
And then you train them yourselves.
Absolutely.
Okay. I appreciate you talking with us here today. Name some of the things that you do when training these individuals.
We do step by step. We'll once they come into the store, we give them a rundown on our store and our product. We show them how to work the register, how to keep our store clean, how to introduce themselves to our customers.
Fantastic. So there's a little bit of PR work involved in there.
Absolutely.
Joanne, I thank you for this portion of the interview. We're going to get to meet this young man.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
If you have gift idea problems that need solving, go to 20 and Below Boutique. 20 and Below is a boutique and an employment opportunity for our individuals at the LEA Monroe program. Unique items, also available for shipping, are available for your purchase, which include seasonal items. 20 and Below is located at 106 East 1st Street, Monroe, Michigan, 48161. Their phone number, 734-349-8150. To ship an order, just access www.20andbelow.store/. That's www.20andbelow.store/.
I would like to now introduce River, our Allier Monroe 20 and Below employee. Hi, River, and welcome to Our Voice.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm good.
River, how did you come to earn your position here at 20 and Below?
Process was a surprise to me. I was going through job application stuff through, mental health. Job training, just trying to find opportunities, because I've had a hard time trying to find work after high school and just didn't know what to do. And came upon the individual helping me at mental health, found this place. I went through the interview processes and ended up working here.
Who interviewed you? Which staff?
I believe it was Cassie, and it was Cassie.
So you completed the interview process.
Yep.
Was there an application to fill out as well?
I believe so. I don't specifically remember.
That's okay.
I know the opportunity came to me through mental health, but I do not remember if I filled out an application for the job specifically.
All right. Could you tell us how a typical day on the job goes for you as far as checking inventory and stocking shelves goes?
Right. I will come in. Most likely be sitting outside for a few because I come in early because of my bus, public transportation. Get inside, make sure everything is, I'll light the luminaires, get the curtains and everything, get the signs outside. I'd make sure everything's dusted and cleaned and then go throughout the day just greeting anyone who comes in. And
so you have a job as greeting the people too?
Yeah.
You know, that's the great first impression. You know, when they come through the door, they make them feel comfortable, as comfortable as you are.
Yeah, it's weird because I'm not a people person, so actually enjoying being able to communicate with people in the community was a surprise to me.
Well, you could have fooled me. I think you're a people person.
People keep telling me that.
You're surprising yourself. Staff tells me you're a tech-savvy guy. Now, I know something just happened in your life. You just got yourself, what, a computer?
Yeah. My friend, who lives in Georgia, shipped me his old PC.
And it's in working order?
Yep.
You got it all hooked up?
Yeah, it's been... I've been on console for so long. Having a PC and realizing the difference was kind of, like, I was surprised.
Now, Cassie has told me that when there are certain situations at the store that maybe even she might not understand, you give input.
Yeah, I try to give advice and help with that tablet back there and their technical issues.
Now, how has the training that Joanne has given you and or Jamie, Cassie, helped you? You're starting to work the cash register a little bit, as we saw in that opening video. How did that work for you? Is that coming easier for you every day?
It's coming easier. It was a bit harder, especially in the video, because we got a new system. We have the different card reader now.
Okay.
Instead of me swiping, they just put their card in, and I'm like, that's, and it's a little bit different layout because we had to get a new tablet. So I'm like, I'm still getting used to that. But yeah, I usually run the cash register.
Do you find that a lot of people are using credit cards or debit cards in here more than they do cash?
It's I think a half and half. Most people come in with, some people come in with cash, some will just use their credit card.
Well, there'll come a day when you're totally comfortable with being a store clerk, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And that'll add that to your job description then. Store clerk, stocking, inventory.
Yeah.
That'll make for a full day. How many days a week do you work here?
I usually work Tuesdays and Thursdays and every other Saturday, so around two or three.
And what is the favorite part of your job?
I just like how homey little shops like this are that I can... Like I said, I thought it would be weird being comfortable talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, like, I was just looking for, like, when I was with mental health, I was just looking for a stocking job so I didn't have to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
And I was surprised to find that how comfortable I got communicating with people who came, actually giving them suggestions for, like, what we sell.
So, yeah, it's stuff you didn't know you had in you. It seems like the ambiance of this place brought it all about for you. That's great. Now, all work and no play, as they say. What's your favorite thing? I hear that you're quite the gamer.
Yeah. As it was, like, on console for a long time. Getting into PC, I've started playing a lot with my finally playing a lot with my friends now, because all of them had PC up until this point. So I'm like, I wasn't able to play with them, like, as much because I couldn't find games.
Okay, now, being that I'm not too acquainted with this. My son did all this. With the PC, you can actually talk to them or get on remotely, correct?
Yeah.
They're at their own PCs.
Yep.
And you guys can play each other in various games. What are some of your favorite games?
We go, like right now we're going through, I play Siege on my own. We go play Payday 2. The Total War series.
Now, these are all good games. Our technical support, Taraj, has been nodding there to some of the games that you play. So,
yeah.
Avi, he's familiar. How many days a week do you work here?
I think you already asked that.
Did I? I can't remember. What about your future goals on the job, or maybe the type of work you do in the future? Maybe it won't be here, or maybe it will be.
Honestly, I'd love to stay here, but like given the atmosphere now, like if I had to go find another job, I honestly would love to continue working in smaller shops like this, because I actually enjoy it more than I did in larger retail. Like I did job training with TJ Maxx and Goodwill.
That was just too hectic?
Yeah, and it was like I felt like the work I did there was just busy. They just tried to keep me busy all the time.
Okay.
But this, I feel like everything I'm doing here is either I'm doing it for a reason or I'm greeting customers. And I really enjoy like just the atmosphere of being in a smaller shop.
That's great. That's great. Whatever the future holds, you know, I'm sure you're going to excel. Hey, listen, I'm sorry for asking the same question twice. I can't thank you enough for spending time with us here today and sharing your success story of employment on today's show. You're doing an incredible job here for all your mentors and staff, it tells me. So best of luck with any future goals you may have.
All right. Yeah.
And I'd like to thank Joanne and Jamie and Cassie, who are your mentors and trainers, for spending some time with us and for letting us know just what a great employee you are. We'll be returning to 20 and Below in the very near future for a second podcast. We will be talking to Susan D. Hutt, who was instrumental in developing the design, products, favorite items, why items are picked to sell, just everything about this store. So that's going to be interesting. This is a unique store. If you're in the area, stop by and buy something. They've got great stuff. Until next time, take care.